Welcome back to Wonderland on Points. We are so excited to have you for another midweek mini. And this is a really neat one because we have some beautiful stories to share today of how people have used points during really difficult times in their lives and to honor people who are caretakers for loved ones who have struggled. So we're going to share a couple stories with you guys. And we're also going to give you the tip of all tips. If you're going to New York City and you love to see Broadway shows, we are really excited because we learned about something new recently, and we're going to tell you all about it.
Mm. I'm so excited to get into this, but first, let's do the emotional stuff, the sweet stuff, the reason why we do this.
Yes, we've been reading some really amazing reviews that you guys have submitted that have warmed our hearts, quite frankly, made our day. We really appreciate when you take the time to write thoughtful reviews, and there's been some awesome ones, but we also get DMs occasionally, and our friend Mandy sent us a DM, and this is what it says. I want to share a beautiful story with you, and by the way, we got permission to share this story. My cousin and her husband adopted a beautiful baby 2 years ago, and a year later, her husband was diagnosed with bladder cancer. Throughout the next year, he had chemo, surgery, etc., some complications, but thankfully he's doing well now, praise the Lord. All throughout, my cousin was getting into points and miles. Her parents had to watch their two young children a lot while they were staying in Philly for surgeries, all of the medical stuff. So for Christmas, my cousin and her husband gifted her parents with a trip to Hawaii on points and miles. She flew them from Philly to San Diego and then on to Hawaii for a week. They also spent some time in Southern California. Isn't that so beautiful? It is. Her husband is doing well now, and they went to Bahamar in the Bahamas back in May on points, and she wanted to share this story with us.
I feel very emotional this morning. My emotional level is on a 10. I could cry. This is why I'm so passionate about points and miles. It's not just like I flew business class somewhere. Look at me on Instagram. It's so much bigger than that. It's such a gift. It's such a blessing. It can be a blessing from you to other people. It can be a blessing to you. I want to shout it from the rooftops because I just think that sometimes all of that gets lost in the, you know, big fancy Instagram world of points and miles. And I'm really happy she shared that story with us because I never want that to get lost. That's why we're doing this. That's why we want to teach people. It's definitely the overarching theme and passion throughout this podcast, I think. And I hope that comes through.
Absolutely. And one of the people, if you've been following this podcast for any length of time, then you may have heard episodes where we introduced our friend Lindsay. She's gone on several points and miles trips. Her family has gotten into points and miles. I actually originally met Lindsay because we were foster parents and we actually were foster mothers to the same child, which is a weird thing to explain, but that's how we originally met each other. She has since adopted several of her children from foster care. And so as a family, they are a single income family, amazing family doing incredible things. But obviously as a single income family, they can't afford to just go on vacations all the time. But Lindsay has joined us today. She's here again on the podcast because they've been going through another challenging season of life. And that's with the struggling health of a family member. Lindsay can tell us a little bit more, but she just used points and miles for a nice little, I don't know, Lindsay, you can describe it better, but sometimes caretakers and people who are going through really challenging times, they need some respite. In the foster care world, we call it respite care. They need to allow themselves some time and space to do something else in the midst of a challenging season of grief and hardship. And so you use points and miles to do just that, and we want to hear all about it.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me back. This just feels like a friend hang because I love Joe and Mary Ellen so much. So just seeing Joe's face and being with Mary Ellen is just wonderful. It's a respite in its own. But yeah, you had mentioned on your podcast about the Alaskan Airlines American Express thing kind of coming to an end. So I transferred all of my points. I had like 100 and something thousand. I transferred into Alaskan. and was actually planning a trip for my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law's, and I to go back to St. Kitts because I had such a wonderful time there. We got upgraded to an amazing suite. And then because of a failing health of my father-in-law, we canceled that trip so we could just be with him. So then this massive surplus. I know. Yeah. So that would have been happening in a couple of weeks, but I don't even remember when it was supposed to happen, but, we just felt like it was best to kind of put that on pause. I'm still planning on taking my family. And that was all on points. So I was flying everyone out there and we were staying at the Hyatt, just using points. Which would have been a really fun time. We will do that in the future. So that isn't over, but I have all these points sitting in my account right now. And I thought maybe I could take my oldest daughter on a little mini trip up to New York City this week. So we did that.
You flew business class at least one way, right?
We did. So when I looked, I ended up just booking like the round trip flight. So it was 4,500 on the way there. We did get like extra leg room, which is nice. I am 6 feet tall. I'm a long lady. So that was really nice. I didn't even realize that we had extra leg room until I sat on the plane and I was like, my knees aren't shoved into the seat.
This feeling of space.
Meanwhile, my daughter who's 5'5" is like, I have plenty of space. But that was amazing. And then on the way home, we booked the only flight. The only ticket they had on points was for 9,000, which is a really great deal for first class. It was actually first class. And then I got my mimosa and it was wonderful. I was the friend that missed out on the first class trip to St. Kitts. So I finally got my first class plane ride. It was a full 40 minutes airtime in first class.
Hey, we'll take what we can get.
We literally were like, had ascended, and I'm like taking my first sip of mimosa, and they're like, we are entering our descent.
Boo. Well,
yeah, if you guys go back and listen to the Park Hyatt St. Kitts episode, Lindsay was a part of that trip, and she was the friend, we made a couple funny reels about it, who got left out of first class because we booked American Airlines flights through Alaska Airlines. And we thought everybody was going to get a ticket, but then turns out they got gobbled up. And so two of us ended up in business class, and poor Lindsay had a Bridesmaids the movie moment back in economy. We took videos of her trying to sneak into business class just for fun.
One of the things that inspired this fabulous New York City trip is that you wanted to take your daughter to a Broadway show. As a former theater major, I align with this choice. And you found this app that I've never heard of, that when Mary Ellen was texting me about it, like, I think my head exploded. So we need you to explain this app to our audience, because this is such a game changer for Broadway lovers.
Yes. Listen, I'm reluctant to share this because I want it all to myself, but I will share it. My neighbor, Jesse, told me about it. It's called Broadway Direct. It's a blue circle with a black arrow in it. So if you are looking, and there's many, you're going to want the one that says Broadway Direct with the arrow. So I downloaded this app. What they have are the surplus tickets for Broadway shows in New York City that they have leftover tickets that haven't sold. So I went on there. It's a lottery system. You enter at 9 a.m. It closes, depending on the show, at 2 or 3. You come back. They email you if you won. You have an hour to get your ticket. I paid $40 a ticket for $200 seats.
Crazy. And your seats are together?
Yes, they're together. So you can get one or two tickets. They don't let you just get as many as you want. You can enter for one or two tickets. I was sitting at a play date with my little kids. My neighbor told me about it on a whim. I entered, did not expect to win. She's like, I've been entering this for weeks and weeks. I won immediately. I panicked, called my husband. I was like, can Sophie and I fly to New York tomorrow? Because the tickets are for the shows the next day.
That's amazing.
And so we just like panic bought these tickets to New York. I have a dear friend, Rachel, who lives in Manhattan. So we stayed with her. Now we could have booked, I have a million IHG points. We could have booked somewhere. But I would, of course, rather stay with my wonderful friend. So we did that. We just panic purchased these tickets. Because I'm like, even though it was only $40 a ticket, I'm like, well, I don't want to throw away, you know, $80 if we can't get there. So we had, I think we spent 27,000 points total for our round trip flights. Again, the flight home was in first class. And we ended up winning the Stranger Things on Broadway. It was phenomenal. I don't know how they did half of what, more than half of what the effects in that show. It was phenomenal. We were dead center, seven rows back.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And I believe what they do is they want a full theater, especially the close seats. So they, if they have those close seats that aren't sold, those are the lottery ticket seats, I'm pretty sure, because we also won tickets because we are on this lucky streak for Death Becomes Her, the musical, for the following day. It was hilarious. I had the biggest smile on my face the entire time. I was like, we just kept making eye contact with all the dancers, and I just kept thinking, you guys made it. You did it. You're here on Broadway. Like, I was so proud of
mom.
It. I know.
I love it.
I'm proud of you, honey. You're doing so good up there. I was like, you did it.
Your dreams are coming true.
I know. But that was amazing. That was a movie my sisters and I grew up just in love with, and it was fantastic. So that was another one we got through Broadway Direct. We entered the lottery for the matinee and the 8 p.m. show. We won the 8 p.m. show. It was $40
a ticket. How much were those? 40 as well.
So if you look on the app now, you'll see there's four or five shows. I think they have The Lion King, Wicked, Death Becomes Her. It doesn't really matter. You can go and look. But they range in price from like $35 to $50.
I saw $60. I did go on the app and saw The Lion King.
Six is on there.
Had $60 tickets.
Oh, $60. Sorry.
But the cheapest ticket to get in the door for the very back worst seat in The Lion King's like $138. So $60 is still
a steal.
Sorry. Aladdin is $45. And I saw Aladdin on Broadway a number of years ago. Very good. If you've got kids, Aladdin on Broadway
is
so good. Six
is also one on this, and that is about King Henry VIII. Eight wives.
Ooh, I did want to see that.
We entered the lottery for that. We did not win, so sadly.
But you got two out of three. That's pretty good.
Yes, and then actually we entered the lottery for the National in D.C., which you can access from this app, and we won the Cursed Child tickets. So okay. My husband and I went and saw that last night.
Okay, I have – this is on my list. Okay, it's not just New York?
Check it out, because I actually downloaded – Broadway at the National. It's its own app. But my neighbor was like, you don't know how to use technology. This is on the Broadway app. You just have to like navigate it better. So from the Broadway Direct app, you can access different cities. I just have two separate apps, one for the National and one for Broadway, because it is difficult for me to navigate these.
Okay, because this is not a great app. I mean, it's a great app with what it does.
Intuitive.
It is not intuitive. I'm poking around in it right now.
And you're going to make
a little
sure
confusing.
That you click on lottery and make sure you're on the page that says lottery. Now it will have the price right under.
And I want to explain that to everybody, because when I first downloaded the app, as soon as she told me about it, because I live in the D.C. area, so I can get to New York, you know, if I was to win a show, I can get there in 4 hours if I'm driving. So I downloaded the app, and the first thing I see on the Explore page is just tickets for sale. And for tickets for sale, they have a lot of options. I looked on it, and I was like, well, this is paying for tickets, like regular ticket prices, it feels like. So I was confused, but there's three little lines up in the top right corner of the app. That's where you want to click, and then click on lottery. And that's the page you're looking for to then enter the lottery for the different shows.
And they are very clearly marked once you find the lottery page. It says the show and the price, and it'll say, you know, like you could have an obstructive view or whatever. Our tickets that came in for Death Becomes Her said partial view. And I was nervous, but then we were front row. So I was like, oh, this is fine. Like,
oh, so by obstruction, they meant the stage might be slightly in your way.
Might sit on you. Yes. If you're lucky, this is the splash zone.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if anybody's ever done this, but in New York City, you used to be able to do an in-person lottery in Times Square. There's this little booth in Times Square that I went to a number of years ago where you can enter a lottery literally in person. And so this is kind of like that, except that you can do it from a distance, so you don't have to physically be there. And that's such a game changer. I kind of want to find out if I can do this in Chicago, because if I can get over to see the Cursed Child in Chicago for, you know, $50, I'll lose my mind. Mm-hmm.
I will also mention that when you enter the lottery, if you win, that doesn't mean money is deducted from your bank account and you're going. You have an hour to purchase your tickets. So if you decide, oh, I just actually can't do this tomorrow, then don't worry about it. Just let the time lapse. And so we were on standby for Cursed Child. People obviously won the lottery. They didn't buy the tickets. Then I was able to get them on the standby.
So
if you
fun.
Win, check to see when the lottery closes. There, it's either 2 or 3. Just check and see. It'll say it right there. Set an alarm on your phone. Come back and check it. And you know, at that time, because you'll have 60 minutes. And if you don't want to buy them, you don't have to.
Joe, I think that you should use your Alaska Airlines miles that I know you transferred from Amex. Hop on one of those easy little flights from St. Louis to DC. I don't know anything about Harry Potter, but I will support you and go see this show if you win lottery tickets.
Oh my gosh. You know, it is only 4,500 miles for me to fly from St. Louis to there. It's pretty easy, direct, and it's 9,000 in first class. So I guess it's the exact same. It's exactly the same as the your neck of the woods to New York, apparently. I kind of want to do that. Although, Mary Ellen, in good conscience, I don't know if I can let you watch The Cursed Child without having at least watched the original storyline first.
Like, I think I saw the first Harry Potter movie.
That's not good enough.
Okay, don't disown me, everyone. I'm a good person.
Well,
it's like if someone finds out you don't have a dog or that you don't drink coffee. You know, they're like some life things that you're like, don't let anyone know this about you so that they don't
be that person. We don't judge. We listen and we don't judge.
I judge a little.
Okay, this episode is completely unhinged, you guys, but we do want to keep it a mini. So we will put a link to this app in the show notes so that you guys can find it and you can get in on this Broadway goodness, because I feel like so many people are constantly asking about planning trips to New York, asking about hacks for Broadway, and I thought there weren't any, but here there is right here. And that's so exciting. Thank you, Lindsay, for sharing with us.
You are welcome. Good luck to everyone. Go and see Stranger Things. It was fantastic.
Heck yes. It sounds amazing. All right, guys, we will see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you catch us in the Facebook group, on our Instagrams, all the places. Leave a rating and a review. It matters so much to us and it makes our day. And we'll see you here next time.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.